This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Ag producers wanting to enhance current conservation efforts are encouraged to renew their Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, contract. Through CSP, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service helps landowners build their business while implementing conservation practices that help ensure the sustainability of their entire operation. Participants with existing contracts expiring on December 31st of this year can access the benefits of the recent program changes through an option to renew their contracts for an additional 5 years. In Illinois, approximately 550 CSP contracts are reaching the end of their initial contract period and have the option to be renewed. NRCS will mail contract renewal notification letters to all participants whose contracts expire this year. The letters will contain instructions on how to apply for renewal, and applications to renew expiring contracts are due by April 13th. In other news, Ag Department analysts are out with their latest forecast for farm income in 2018. Gary Crawford with the U.S. Department of Agriculture has more.
Compared to 2017, what can farmers expect in 2018 as far as income is concerned?
We are forecasting farm income to decline.
USDA analyst Carrie Nitkowski, we talked to her at the Ag Department's Outlook Forum a few days ago. She had a lot of numbers to give us, but here's the gist of the whole thing.
Net cash farm income is forecast to be down about 5%, while net farm income, a broader measure of income, which includes non-cash items as well as cash items, is expected to decline almost 7%.
Net cash income at the projected $92 billion would be the lowest in 9 years, the net farm income figure the lowest in a dozen years. So why another downturn in farm earnings?
It's not really one particular thing. It's a combination. We're seeing declines in both livestock, or forecasting declines in both livestock and crop cash receipts, but they're pretty minor or modest declines of about 1% or less. And we're also seeing or expecting to see a drop in federal government direct payments to farmers in 2018, and then a modest increase in production expenses or the costs that farmers are facing to produce these agricultural commodities.
Okay, but if you had to point out the biggest factor in bringing net incomes down, the biggest one, what do you think that would be? Do you have one at the top of the list?
It would be the 1% increase in production expenses. 1% is not a whole lot, but it is $3.5 billion.
And it's a reversal of the last couple of years when total farm production costs actually went down. And it looks right now like there's not going to be a lot of help in making up those cost increases from higher commodity prices. USDA analysts here at the forum expecting small increases maybe in the farm price for 2018 corn and wheat, lower prices for many other crops, and definitely lower prices for beef cattle, hogs, poultry, and milk. So once again, at this time, for farm income, it looks like
kind of a shift down.
But Litowski says don't set her income forecast in stone. Forecasting incomes and prices at this time of year, very tricky business.
This early in the year, our forecast is largely looking at trends and expecting normal conditions because, you know, some of the crops haven't even been planted yet.
So anything could happen, probably will, before harvest time. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And back to some more local ag news. Recent rains have come as a welcome relief to most farmers in the area. Mark Huber, regional sales agronomist for M&M Service Company, says soil moisture levels are looking better and reminds farmers to have plans in place before planting season.
Yes, we are, and we're actually glad to see the rain. I know some people may not be, but we've been awful dry for a long period of time starting last fall, and it's very nice and thankful to see a bunch of rain so we can get that subsoil moisture built up in case we have any kind of adverse conditions showing up this spring. Lately, we've been getting together and trying to get seed deliveries out, starting to work on getting those done, getting ready to get the seed bean treater going to get beans treated, so those are all ready to go when the farmers are ready to start hitting the fields.
Sounds good. I know it's a busy time of year, and it's only going to get busier, especially for the farmers once planting season rolls around. You know, a lot of guys were worried before we got this rain that we were in a drought condition. Do you think we're pretty well off now with the rain we've received?
I think we're a lot better condition than we were before. I was actually telling growers that we were more starting in the process of like 2012. actually. The way the weather pattern was going, it was a situation where we were extremely dry and we almost could put on ammonia except for a little cold weather almost every month of the year. It seemed like things were going on. So it looked like 2012, but I think with the recent rains that we've been getting, that we've basically charged our subsoil moisture up at a pretty good rate right now, that my concerns are a lot less than what they were a few months ago.
Well, that's definitely good news. Nice to hear that coming from someone who's so involved with agronomy. Mark, I guess we're going to start seeing some spring fertilizer application. When's that going to start up, and are you guys planning?
Yeah, we've got our plans putting together. We got an order system that we use at M&M Service Company to make sure that we're very efficient with getting our product put on every acre and actually putting the right fertilizer in the right place. We've been putting orders in together. We've been meeting with growers over the last several months, and we continue to do so on these last few-minute changes of growers that may want to go from corn to beans or from beans to corn. So we're getting those changes done. We're getting those orders in, so that way as soon as Mother Nature allows us to hit the field, we can hit it rock hard and solid and get those hours in and get those fields done so farmers can get those fields planted in a timely fashion if they would like to do.
I guess one of the main things we think about in springtime is when stuff starts to green up outside, grass starts growing, and then in some cases weeds start growing. Advice for farmers, are you thinking, you know, clear the field before you even start planting? Talk about weed control.
Our main focus on weed control is an idea that was done several years ago. I think it was Monsanto that actually said it, start clean, stay clean. And that's a very good analysis to have. I know we'll be watching the cutworm flights that come in from southwest of the United States into our area, and if those fields are green, they tend to have a tendency to mate and lay eggs there, and then we end up having cutworms in those fields. So we did a lot of fall burn down last fall with the great fall that we had with the dry weather. We were able to treat a lot of corn acres and bean acres with some fall burn downs that kept our fields clean. But if you haven't done so, please really consider to put down a early burn down to keep those fields clean. One, it keeps black cutworms out of your fields, and number two, it allows those fields to dry a lot faster. You get in the field a lot quicker, get your corn planted, and hopefully have better yields from planting your corn earlier.
I know the condition of the soil is so important for farmers to pay attention to, whether it's too dry, too wet, you know, just all sorts of things to consider before you put seed in the ground this spring. Mark, words of advice for farmers, things for them to watch for before they start planting. I mean, we just mentioned weeds, but other things to consider?
The main thing is, as we go into spring, I know it's wet right now, and as you can see in our back of our mind, as we think of wetter fields, soils are a little more saturated, that we have a tendency to want to push it, maybe get in a little bit of hurry. The main thing is patience, do the right thing. Most farmers know when to plant their fields and know when the conditions are right. We just strongly urge that we do things in the right way so we don't have any kind of sidewall compaction or any kind of other issues that may cause us to have our corn crop deteriorate later on that we paid for the spring that we went through.
Mark, anything that I've missed that you'd like to say to farmers who are listening?
The main thing I would do is, if I was farming, in which I do have a few acres, get with your retailer, get with M&M Service Company, get with your crop specialist. Get those final plans done in a timely fashion as soon as you can, once you know you made changes, because if the changes are made and the retailer, like M&M Service Company, doesn't know about it, then we got problems and we don't know how to fix those problems for you before they become a real problem when you're at the last minute, you're at the field, and now we don't have fertilizer on or we got the wrong chemical program lined up for you. So any changes you've made, get with M&M Service Company. Let's get those changes taken care of. And make sure we get the seed varieties changed if we need to and get all that taken care of.
Mark Huber, Regional Sales Agronomist for M&M Service Company. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.